The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
David Harris, a very, very good morning to you. Gosh, what a weekend you must have had all the way from Friday through to today.
Yeah, it's been a very difficult period. All the focus is on, Muslims carrying out attacks and people throw around racist epithets and talk about the Muslims this and the Muslims that. And here it is where it's 180 degrees and you see that Muslims are also the victims of terrorism and we have to call it terrorism. Mm. And don't forget that in the Middle East, the number one victim of all the attacks is a Muslim. Mm.
But why isn't that part of our narrative? I mean, if the number one persecuted, group is our Muslims, why is it that isn't what we hear about all the time?
If you were a Muslim answering this question, particularly if you represent one of the big organizations, you would probably turn around and say Islamophobia, which is a word that a lot of people on the right don't like. But let's call it racism towards Muslims. Clearly, Jewish people over the years have felt exactly the same thing, that authorities, the police, governments have not been prepared to call attacks against Jews anti-Semitism. They'll use any word other than. Mm. And that, I think, traditionally has been the case with regard to the Muslim community. Now we're facing a situation where the Muslim spokespeople or the Muslim representation is far stronger than it's ever been at any previous stage. And so they're beginning to make those noises and people in the West are very uncomfortable with it and don't want to hear it and in many cases don't want to discuss it.
And yet here you have it. I mean, the incident on Friday at the mosques in Christchurch, it couldn't be more clear. The guy's got a manifesto. He's a white supremacist. He's very, very clearly aligned to that ideology.
Yeah, absolutely the case. It's very black and white. Thankfully, one narrative that I haven't overly seen in this case is people saying that the guy was mentally ill. It's almost this fallback position from whichever group the person comes from. So if it's a radical Islamist, if it's a white supremacist, if it's someone from the far left, that group tends to say, oh, they were mentally ill, or the police from that city will say they have a long record of. Even if somebody is unwell, psychologically disturbed, the very fact that they choose to bring into sharp relief their disturbance by attacking a specific ethnic groups shows that that individual and the people that have been influencing that individual are racists, are haters, are white supremacists. It's the same way. If somebody in heaven forbid in Johannesburg takes out a knife, shouts Allahu Akbar, we find out that they have allegiance to ISIS or Al-Qaeda, and people say that they're mentally ill because they have a record of this. Why have they chosen to express themselves in that way? Why are they choosing to express themselves as white supremacists? So I think we need to cut mental illness from the entire discussion.
Because otherwise you could really take the view that anybody who murders somebody else is mentally ill. Anybody who abuses a child is mentally ill. Anything that is outside the norm of what we believe is human nature and the goodness that is inherent in all of us, we could certainly argue that there's some form of mental illness there.
Yep, absolutely. And then again, you're talking about lines, who defines and so on. And if somebody, is angry, say a school shooter somewhere is angry, with the teacher or with their staff because they were bullied for years and years and nobody listened to them and nobody did anything about it. At what point do you say that was just extreme anger, rage and a desire for revenge? And at what point does that cross over into the subject of mental illness?
David, I need to ask you a question. and thanks for Ansan for asking it, because I actually had made a note to ask David and completely forgotten about it, to even look at the note. Please ask David his take on receiving by WhatsApp the video of what happened in New Zealand. I feel abused. That's unsigned. And we debated this conversation certainly over the weekend in my house, whether one should what the thoughts are on watching the video that has gone around on this terrible event. I made a decision, which I'm not particularly happy with, to watch a few seconds of it just to get a sense of what it was, specifically because I write about these things and I talk about them. And I found it disturbing beyond measure. I couldn't last maybe for more than 3 seconds and I turned it off, or a few seconds. But I'd like your thoughts on that, David.
So at Clarion Project, the organization I work for, we've had an intense debate about this for my 4 or 5 years in the organization. When I joined, it was at the height of the ISIS videos.
The beheadings.
The beheadings and all the other terrible, terrible things. Some of which I just simply won't describe, particularly not, at this hour. And we had a very intense discussion. Should we put this on our website? Should we let people know about it? Yes or no? In the end, we decided we would put one every so often. We got some people, and we actually sent out a poll to a lot of, to our subscribers. What do you think? Should we, shouldn't we? Very mixed response. We decided to continue with it initially. We were then contacted by both the United Nations and the British Home Office, who said, we understand why you're doing it. And whenever we put one of those videos out, we always explained why we were doing it. And we never pushed it out. It was always people.
Well, I think that's also the difference. I mean, what Unsigned is saying here is that he's receiving it.
Yep.
That is right. Absolutely appalling. Yep. You have to ask permission to send something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot send these things out like that. What I was going to say was, we came to an arrangement with the Home Office in the UK and the United Nations, and we were the first organization to do this, where A, we put up a firewall on our website to those places. So you had to be over 18, give over certain information. And yes, admittedly, people can lie. And B, we changed the terms and conditions on our website to make it absolutely clear that we reserve the right to pass any information about people coming to our website to the relevant authorities if we feel those people are coming to us for the purpose of, terrorism. So those were the changes we made. We have subsequently stopped posting such videos. I totally understand it. And let me, have I got 30 seconds for one more thing on this subject?
Yes, go. It's a very interesting and important conversation.
I belong to various groups on the internet and so on, intelligence officials, whatever. And I received a video on Friday, and it was a video of a school shooting in Sao Paulo. And it was brutal, and it was conducted. At first, I didn't realize what it was. In fact, everybody in the group said, gosh, where on earth is this? We thought it was a military exercise because of the way it was being carried out with such precision by two kids in a school. Mm. And this video, if you want to look for it, anybody who's out there, you can find it if you know how. But the point of this was, you reminded me that while we're all talking about what happened in Christchurch, in Sao Paulo, there was a school shooting and lots of kids were killed, and we don't hear anything about it. And it just really disturbs me. And thank you to the person who didn't give their name out for the question, because I think it's incredibly valid. And I think anybody who sends out these videos without first asking permission and secondly warning folks is ridiculous.
Absolutely right. Where do we? I mean, a lot of the questions that we've seen these things. I mean, I'm going to use the word circular. But in Israel over the weekend there was a terror attack. We've had one in New Zealand. You're talking about this event as well. And we've also had cases in Israel now. And we were just chatting to our Israel correspondent earlier, where the Supreme Court is ruling that very far left and very far are right. Representatives can't stand for government, for positions in parliament, etc. We are definitely seeing ultra right, very, very far right, and very, very far left meeting up in the middle, with the ideology not being particularly different. Is there becoming an acceptance that the commonality between so far left and so far right is that in fact is more similarities than there are differences?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. Like you say, a circularity. If you're going back into traditional Jewish philosophy, the idea was that the Israeli kingdom of the Bible being a pyramidal society with a king on top, it was actually a circular society where you had the king at one end and the wood cutters and the water drawers right next to him, because that's the way society developed. And that's absolutely the case today, that the extremes have so much in common. And I can tell you that the far right organizations in America and ISIS have been learning from each other. It's absolutely clear if you read manuals, word for word, translations, copies in either direction. Absolutely the case. And the big debate we have in democracies, then, you know, thankfully we are, most of us listening to this live in democracies, is what do we do about freedom of speech? Mm. What do we do about incitement? Where do we draw the lines? You know, in my native UK, it's very, very different from in the United States. In the United States, you can pretty much say anything. There's one, more or less one exception to what you can say in America. In the UK these days, people are banned for entering the country. People are arrested for the things that they say. And the question is, you know, which way is the right way to go in order to silence these extremists?
Absolutely fascinating. Janine says, I feel that sharing and watching these videos gives terrorists or murderers the airtime that they're looking for and they don't deserve. We are simply playing into their hands. Certainly that is a view and a very valid one. 822, David Harris from the Clarion Project. Give us your website address again.
ClarionProject.org.